For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I'm headed to Seattle to attend the international conference, The Exit Strategy from the War on Drugs. But while I'm up that way, I'm going to go visit one of the most wanted people in North America.
My name is Mark Emery. I'm publisher of Cannabis Culture, and according to the DEA, I am the number one drug trafficking organization kingpin in all of Canada. And so I'm perhaps the Canada's most recognized activist and drug lord and kingpin and DEA target. So it makes Vancouver action central.
Well, Mark, if my passport will get me across the border, I'm going to come see you in the next few days. And what can I expect in Canada? What differences are there between your country and mine?
Well, the difference typically is in enforcement and in the judiciary. Vancouver particularly is a community made up of a lot of people from out of town, and it's very much a laid-back kind of city, Ocean City. A lot of gay people here, a lot of Chinese people, a lot of people from all over the world. A lot of weed here and a lot of weed people.
Now, I know there's got to be a large difference between the city of Houston, where I'm from, and the city of Vancouver, where you're based. We arrest 90 people every day for drugs here. What's it like there?
Well, we arrest a lot of people for drugs in Canada, too, except that they don't get the harsh penalties they do in the United States. The United States has 500,000 people in jail for nonviolent drug offenses, including 100,000 marijuana people. Proportionally, if that were the same in Canada, we'd have to have 50,000 nonviolent drug offenders in jail. And we don't even have that many people in total in the entire prison system in Canada. We have about 36,000 people in prison. So it's about 1/13 of the United States. And, of course, we have 1/10 of the population. But the United States has 2.5 million people in prison. You have 7 times more people in jails than we do by population. 70 times more in absolute numbers and 7 times more in proportionate numbers.
While I was talking to Mark, he surprised me with an idea.
It'll be fun when you get here. You have to do a show from the Pot TV studios.
While in Vancouver, I also intend to tour their safe injection sites, where drug users have a safe, clean, and medically supervised site to use their drugs. I'll also visit the Naomi Project, where heroin users are doled out their daily dose of drugs. You can help change these drug laws. You can go on the web to www.house.gov or www.senate.gov, or you can call 1-800-985-8762. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.